Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A nationwide oil refinery strike is now the largest in 35 years, and it's expanding. The United Steelworkers Union organized the walkout at the start of the month when its contract with oil companies expired. This week, the strike spread to 15 plants. They together make up a fifth of the country's oil production capacity. CNN's Maggie Lake has been watching all of this. Hi, Maggie.
Hi there, Robin.
And as we know, most of the refineries impacted are in Texas and California. But what is each side saying, either the union or the industry? What are they saying are the sticking points?
Well, if you talk to the union, they say the main sticking point is safety. I spoke to United Steelworker President Leo Girard at the outset of this, and he was very concerned about the workers. In particular, there was a fatigue standard that was put in place after the Texas City refinery explosion back in 2005, a very deadly one. But the union says the companies have been manipulating that. Girard told me that there are many cases now where they ask employees to work 14 to 16 days in a row in 12-hour shifts, and they're very concerned about it. They want to see that stop. Now, we reached out to the oil companies to ask them about this. They declined to comment on those specific safety allegations. They would only say that they remain committed to reaching a comprehensive agreement. But as we know, those talks have stalled right now, so the two sides remain some distance apart.
And by the way, about a couple weeks ago, 2 weeks into the strike, an explosion injured four contract workers at ExxonMobil's refinery in Torrance, California, and the union sent out a message saying, see, this highlights
exactly
the need for safer working conditions. But I mentioned those were contract workers. We understand that on the company side, that's the issue. Keith Casey, executive vice president of operations at the company Tesoro, says that it's the union that wants to replace contract workers with union members. Tell us more about that.
That's right. And I've asked the union about that, and they say it is true. They would like to see some of these contract workers, which is a fancy way of saying non-union workers who are not covered under the benefits and the pay that union workers are. They would like to see their workers trained up and more of those jobs become union. But when I ask them if that is really what the main sticking point is, they say, no, it's not. They understand that the company needs to have a certain amount of contract workers for that turnaround that we're talking about in the case of back to back workers or reconstruction. They just don't think they have to be that many. So it is an issue on the bargaining table, but it is not the one they say where the main sticking point is. That's the stance of the union anyway.
Okay, so the strike now at 15 plants. There are 200 oil terminals in the country. How far is this expected to expand? How might consumers see it? Will it show up at the gas pumps?
It probably will now that it's expanding. In the beginning, it was the smaller refineries. Now, at this stage, it is starting to impact some of those larger refineries. For the most part, they've been backfilling. They've been able to keep them going. So we haven't seen the stoppage hit the prices yet. But Lundberg, which surveys gas prices around the country, is forecasting that it will start to put upward pressure on gasoline prices. And they've already been moving up for other factors, Robin. And the interesting thing for me in this is that's going to create a dilemma for the union. It's going to call into question whether they're going to have public support or where the public's going to turn around and start to blame some of them. The union reps believe that the public is going to stand behind them because of the massive risk these refineries represent for the communities as well in those areas. I mean, if you have an accident, it's a big one. So they think the public will stand behind them, but it will make it a little tricky if it starts to impact prices.
Okay. We will keep an eye on this through you, CNN's Maggie Lake. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.